Here at the head of Hart Creek, Barry Blanchard is making his way through an evergreen forest alongside a rushing creek. He's on his way to First Rock, a favorite practice spot for accomplished rock climbers. Blanchard has climbed all over the world, but finds the Canadian Rockies very special.
I guess the situation here is a lot different than a lot of other places. For instance, the Italian Dolomites are very similar geologically to the Rockies.
Survey. Aggressive. Selfish. Kind. Patient. Jealous.
Vocabulary. Aggressive. Jealous. Raise the roof.
In the following short dialogue, a man is trying to help a woman do a personality survey. Listen carefully and complete the survey below by putting checks where proper.
Hey, Kevin, help me fill out this personality survey. It'll be fun.
I don't know.
Come on. Okay, here's the first one. What should I put for aggressive?
Oh. I'd say very.
Very? Really?
Yeah, sure. Look at the way you drive.
Okay, so I am a very aggressive driver, but you have to drive like that in this city or you're gonna be hit because...
What's the next one?
Selfish.
Oh, not at all.
Really? Well, maybe just a little. I mean...
The most prominent service organizations have answered that call. Today, I'm pleased to announce that 1,600 high school students, some of whom are standing with me today, will receive scholarships of up to $1,000 to help pay for college. This is just the first year of the National Service Scholars Program. I know that next year it'll be even bigger. Our goal is to make this program available in every high school so that every high school principal in America can stand before a graduating class and announce the name of a National Service Scholar. With the support of groups like those who've already committed to help, I'm confident we can make it happen. Something very important to our nation occurred at the President's Service Summit. There, people from all walks of life looked beyond their differences and came together around the common goal of...
At the supermarket, when you got...
Okay, I get your point. I'll put sort of...
Okay, that's right.
Next one, jealous. I guess I'm sort of jealous.
Sort of? I'd put very. Remember how angry you got when my ex-girlfriend called the other day? I thought you were gonna raise the roof.
All right. Very.
Okay. What's the next one?
That's all.
That's all?
Yeah, but now it's your turn.
B. Keywords. Business. Successful. A lost wallet. Movie. Shopping.
Vocabulary. Smart. Identification.
Now listen to three conversations. Check the two adjectives that best describe George, Karen, and Pam.
Number one, George.
So what are you going to do after you graduate, George?
I'm going to start my own business.
Really? What type of business?
Well, I haven't decided yet, but I know I'll be successful in anything I do. In fact, I'm going to be one of the top business people in town in less than 5 years. Just wait and see. I have everything it takes. I'm smart, I can organize people, and I'm full of ideas that can make money.
Number two, Karen.
Hey, look at this wallet on the sidewalk. Wow, there's lots of money in it, but no identification. I wonder how I can find the owner. I guess I'll take it to the police station and see if anyone's reported a lost wallet.
Number three, Pam.
What are you doing tonight, Pam?
Well, I was supposed to meet Bill after work for a movie, but I don't feel like going. I think I'll go shopping instead.
Won't Bill get mad?
Oh, I'm sure he can find something else to do.
Oh.
Besides, I really need some new clothes. I haven't bought any for nearly a month.
C. Keywords: salary, live, means, work, enjoy, mental satisfaction.
Vocabulary: a means to an end, compensate, routine, role.
People from different walks of life have different attitudes towards what role work plays in their lives. Listen to an interview on it and fill in the missing information by using key words.
Mr. Fisher, you are an accountant and earn a good enough salary to enable you to live comfortably. What does work mean to you?
I regard it as a means to an end. Basically, I'm a family man. And as long as I have a job which enables me to earn enough money to live well, I'm happy. I find a comfortable life compensates for the fact that I have a routine life and 3 weeks' holiday per year. I suppose you could say, I work to live.
Miss Burns, as a schoolteacher in a working-class area of London, how do you feel about Mr. Fisher's attitude towards his work?
Personally, I couldn't work to live. I must enjoy whatever I do, even if the salary is low. Otherwise, I feel it isn't worth doing.
In other words, Miss Burns, work plays one of the most important roles in your life.
Definitely. It gives me the mental satisfaction I need and a role in society. Contrary to Mr. Fisher, I can say that I live to work.
Schemes that target desperately sick people. Some of the modern cures offered by slick salespeople, he says, are just as empty and worthless as the old curiosities that he's collected in his museum.
B. Listen again. Focus your attention on the Museum of Questionable Devices. Pay special attention to the devices listed in the left-hand column of the following chart. Write in the right-hand column the relevant information in note form.
Vocabulary: investigate, self-esteem, observation, harsh, democratic.
In this part, you are going to hear a science report on self-esteem. Listen carefully and complete the experiment report with the information you get from the tape.
Sedimentary limestone, but you know, the culture around the bottom is a lot different. Here we have a lot of wilderness, and in Italy there's none. I live in Alberta largely because many of the other mountain places you can live in the world, there just isn't a lot of wilderness. I mean, here in this valley we could see a grizzly. In Europe there hasn't been a bear that size in a long, long time.
First rock, where Blanchard stops to begin climbing, is about 25 meters high. It's an afternoon's workout for a man who often climbs rock faces 50 times that height. As he unloads his backpack, he explains that the purpose of climbing equipment is to attach the rock to the rope and the rope to his body.
The person has for himself his belief in his ability and in the value of what he does. The scientists studied self-esteem in young boys. They gave them many tests. These tests measure the boys' abilities and also how they felt about their own abilities. After the tests, the boys were divided into three groups: those with high self-esteem, those with little self-esteem, and those with low self-esteem. The scientists continued to study the boys in all situations. They studied them at home, at work, in school, and with their friends. From their studies, the scientists made some observations. Boys with high self-esteem were active They were able to express their ideas. They were successful in school and in their relations with other people. In discussions, they led. They didn't just listen. They were interested in real problems. They were creative and believed that they could finish whatever they started. They seldom became tired or sick. In many ways, the boys with middle self-esteem were like the boys with high self-esteem. They too expressed their ideas freely and saw the world as a good and happy place. However, they were not sure of their own value as people. They did their best work when they were sure that other people liked them. The boys with low self-esteem were different from the other two groups. They were sad most of the time. They were afraid to start activities. They felt that no one loved them. They could not express their ideas. They were afraid of anger. In a discussion, they listened, but they didn't talk. The scientists asked, how do some boys develop high self-esteem? What is different in their lives? Some of the answers were surprising. High self-esteem did not depend upon physical appearance or money or size of family. It did not depend upon how much the mother was at home. The scientists found that there was a closeness between the boys with high self-esteem and their parents. Their parents showed real interest in them and spent time with them. They listened to their sons and gave them help when the boys asked for it. They knew their sons' friends. The sons knew that they were important to their parents.
Yes. Well, actually, it's about color developing at home, really.
So, there we are. Our four contestants are ready and waiting here in the studio to pit their wits against each other and the mighty Oxford English Dictionary. And one of them will be going through after today's round to do battle in the first semi-final in 3 weeks' time.
And after about 20 minutes, on a medium heat at the bottom of your oven, it should come out with the cheese nicely melted and browned over those slices of egg on the top. Next week, I'll be giving you some tips about...
Show respect for their children's ideas, even when they did not agree with them. They let the boys give their opinions in discussions of family plans. These boys were productive citizens. Now, these scientists are studying other groups of children. They want to learn how to help children with low self-esteem feel better about themselves. In this way, these children can become productive citizens, too.
Part 3.
Balancing work and family.
Keywords: balancing work and family. Employee. Women. Single parents. Company. Policy. Develop special skills.
Vocabulary. Compromise.
A. Balancing work and family is an issue everyone is struggling with. But what is the solution to it? Now listen to the first part of a report on this issue and complete the chart below with correct numbers.
Many working parents in America find it hard to meet the demands of their jobs and their families. They are faced with difficult choices about how much time to spend at work and at home.
B.
balancing work and family affects employees at all levels. It especially affects women and single parents. The Family and Work Institute studied the question of who does most of the work in the home when both parents have jobs. It found that working women still do most of the housework. For example, working women do 81% of the cooking. They do 78% of the cleaning. And women do 87% of the buying of food and other products for the home. The situation is even harder for the growing number of single mothers. They often do 100% of those jobs at home in addition to their jobs at work.
B. Now listen.
A upwardly mobile crowd? Professionals?
In other words, just the type of people the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts would like to see become members, according to Suzanne Hall, who organizes the after-hours programs.
We did a membership survey, more than 15 years ago, and it came back that the median age for a museum member was over 55, and we thought, we need to think about the young people. And so what we did was develop a program that was youthful and exuberant, and that is called our Jump-In Series, and it's music from Celtic rock to music from Barbados and Cuba to Cajun music, any variety of music, but different.
The issue of balancing work and family affects employees at all levels. It especially affects women and single parents. The Family and Work Institute studied the question of who does most of the work in the home when both parents have jobs. It found that working women still do most of the housework. For example, working women do 81% of the cooking. They do 78% of the cleaning. And women do 87% of the buying of food and other products for the home. The situation is even harder for the growing number of single mothers. They often do 100% of those jobs at home in addition to their jobs at work.
Then who is...
14. The Tried and True.
And if you see it in larger urban areas, most folks don't have a great opportunity to network and get together outside of the bar scene or, you know, the tried and true, you know, ways of meeting people.
15. To be an afternoon's workout for.
First Rock, where Blanchard stops to begin climbing, is about 25 meters high. It's an afternoon's workout for a man who often climbs rock faces 50 times that height.
16. In peak physical condition.
The demands of work and family. Some companies have policies that permit employees to spend less time at work and more time at home. These policies include non-traditional work plans. For example, some people work only part-time, which is less than 40 hours a week. Sometimes, two workers share one job. Each person works 20 hours a week. Some people are able to set the hours and days they work. For example, they begin work very early in the morning so they can be home in the afternoon. Or they work 10 hours a day for 4 days. Then they can spend 3 days of the week at home. And more employees are working from their homes by using computers. Experts say balancing work and family is forcing Americans to develop special skills. These include making the best use of personal and family time, building trusting relationships at work, and asking supervisors and family members for help. Balancing work and family also means that Americans are learning to make compromises in their lives. They are learning that sometimes it is not possible to do it all or to have it all.
Part 4, Language Study and Language Appreciation. Listen to the following statements. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. To raise the roof.
Remember how angry you got when my ex-girlfriend called the other day? I thought you were gonna raise the roof.
A corporation that poisoned a California town's water.
9. To talk one's way into.
Aaron Brockovich is brassy, bold, and outspoken. But this twice-divorced single mom desperately needs a job, and she talks her way into getting hired by attorney Ed Masry, who had represented her in an unsuccessful auto accident lawsuit.
10. To bury someone in.
They're a huge corporation. They could bury us in paperwork for the next 15 years.
11.
For the fact that I have a routine life, and 3 weeks holiday per year.
6. To give somebody mental satisfaction.
Work gives me the mental satisfaction I need and a role in society.
7. To make definite, strict, harsh rules.
These parents made definite rules. They were strict, but not harsh.
8. To correct one's behavior by rewards or punishment.
They corrected their son's behavior by rewards, not by punishment.
9. To make compromise.
Balancing work and family also means that Americans are learning to make compromises in their lives.